嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 今天开言英语陪伴你一起度过七夕情人节，当然也要祝福大家七夕快乐。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Happy Chinese Valentine's Day.
啊，没错，今天七夕，所以就是 Chinese Valentine's Day. 我觉得这已经是我们陪伴大家度过的，我觉得可能是第四年的节目吧。
Possibly.
就 Adam 已经非常生无可恋的看着我。
I woke up this morning right from a dream, and my roommate said, "Oh, you were talking about cowherd and a weaver girl again."
你梦到牛郎织女了吗？
That's so just such a romantic story.
对，而且我发现我们之前就前几年的节目好像还真没说过牛郎织女这个东西，英文怎么说
？It'd be cool to talk about maybe next year, because a lot of these like cowherd, for example, is not a word you are going to come across very often in English.
对，但是就是讲到这个七夕美好的故事，就传说的时候是很有用的，对不对？
Right.
对，所以今天除了跟大家分享英语版这个七夕美丽的传说，我们还要跟大家说说英文里面啊，七夕都希望有一个爱人嘛。但这英语里面 lover 这个词，爱人，你千万不能随便用，对吗？
I mean, unless you're over 65.
要很老才能用嘛。这个原因我们等一下跟大家来聊。好，那七夕呢，你也可以关注我们开始你和开言这个非常浪漫美丽的缘分。Oh, that sounds so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet. That lucky weaver girl in the sky.
好的，我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。OK, 那前面讲了很多， Adam 一直在说什么 cow 啊，什么 weaver girl 啊，大家可能已经 you probably have figured out that just means 牛郎织女是吗？
Right, yeah, exactly. So again, we're not going to get too deep into these particular words. Weaver maybe gets used sometimes. Cowherd, probably not very much.
但我觉得我们还是从头开始了，讲到七夕，这个呢，其实英语里面最 general, 就是你讲了以后，一个外国人会明白它意思。就是
Chinese Valentine's Day.
Chinese Valentine's Day. 对，因为如果你直接跟人家说七夕，就除非这外国人是很懂中国文化的，不然他是不懂你在说什么。
You might get seven. You might understand that much.
Seven.
Lucky seven. Yeah, lucky seven day.
好，那七夕呢，就是它是一个传说，牛郎织女每年就是鹊桥相会，对吧？这个你简单的用英文来跟我们描述一下吧。
Well, I would say it's the festival that celebrates the annual meeting of the cowherd and the weaver girl in the sky in mythology.
对，这很重要 mythology. Mythology, Greek mythology.
Hercules.
对，就是古希腊有很多的这种传说，这种神话。然后我们中国 old civilization 也有很多 mythology.
Right.
但传说不是还有一个词叫 legend?
Legend, yeah.I mean, mythology, this can get maybe a little academic and boring. Legend is just a story.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, it's just a story, and obviously it can be an important story, but mythology, I think, has more of a social purpose, like history, for example.
I see. Okay, 那前面讲到一个 cow herd. Cow 就是奶牛，对吗？然后 herd
is a many cows.
一个牛群哈。但 cowherd 这里就是 it's a profession, 是一个牛郎。
Well, it maybe was 4,000 years ago.
对对对 but you know, it's...
Yeah, a shepherd, right? Shepherd is for sheep. A cowherd is for cows.
Yeah, 就是牛郎。然后织女，你前面说 weaver girl.
Weaver girl, yeah.
Weave 就是编织嘛、mm-hmm. right? To right. weave. Like, 可以说 to weave a dream?
Weave a dream? the only time we really use weave when we're not talking about like makingmaterial for clothing is like weave a lie, many lies.
说谎是吧？
Yeah,
编织谎话。
Like you weave a story together. And,
weave a story together.、Yeah. 对对对，编故事啊。好，那现在我们就来看看这个七夕嘛，很浪漫的爱人、情人英语里面不同的说法。前面我们已经讲到了 lover 这个词。
Yes, it's a very good word if you are a very old person.
我觉得好奇怪，为什么呢？
I don't know. I don't really know. But again, like, my first reaction to when I hear someone say that word is to think about my old aunties. My second reaction is to think about TV shows like SNL, where they would have some characters saying, and this is my lover. And it would just be really funny.
就很 over the top 的那样。
Just, yeah, really exaggerated.
对，因为我记得之前 Connor 跟我说，女朋友说 Oh, you're such a good lover. 然后 Connor 就说 Oh, 我就跟他讲，你不能随便用这个词 Because it's very suggestive.
It can be, yeah, it can be.
我说 suggestive 就是会让人浮想联翩、这个词我觉得还是要慎用了，最好 avoid.
Yeah.
就不要介绍的时候说 This is my lover, 就很奇怪。OK, 那咱们可以怎么说呢？
Well, the word that always comes up these days is partner. And I'm not sure if I love this word either, but it is far less suggestive than lover.
Partner, 就是我的伴侣是吧、对，因为这个词呢它比较 general. 其实有些人可能 they live together, or they might even have children together, but、they're not married.
They could even be married. Like, it just means so many things.
对。
They could be a guy and a girl, or a girl and a girl, or、a guy and a guy, or two girls and a guy.
就反正是很 PC, 很 politically correct.
Yeah, it's just so neutral that it means everything, so it means nothing.
This is my partner.
Yeah, this is my partner.
Me and my partner.
Right.
是吧？好，那 Adam 对这个词不是很感冒啊。就是那我们再来看看比较 specific, 比较具体的啦。
Well, you know, we can always stick to the classic boyfriend and girlfriend.
Boyfriend and girlfriend. 啊，但这个好像在英语里面或者美国的文化是比较严肃认真的那种感情才会以 boyfriend 和 girlfriend 相称，对吗？
Yeah, it's not easy to just suddenly have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. It won't just happen right away. Or sometimes it does.
对 But I think the key is they're in a pretty committed relationship、
yeah.
right? Or 英语里有个说法 exclusive. They're exclusive.
Exclusive.
So they're not seeing other people.
Right.
Right. Okay, 那 if you are seeing other people, 经常用的一个词 you know, It's my date. Bring a date.
You sound so happy. This is my date.
这个 date 就是约会那个、
yeah.
但是它是又是动词又是名词
Right, this is my date or、I dated I mean, I always like to say I went on a date with
someone
But you can say like I dated her in college Or we dated a few times Sure, it's okay
比如人家你朋友开一个 party 因为七夕什么的、Bring a date
Right
就是你带一个 date 来，就 date 可以是一个人嘛。
Yeah.
然后通常这个 date 就是还是比较 romantic 的，对吧
？Yeah, like it makes me think of you know when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Not just like just going to some party.
So a date. What about a plus one?
Plus one, yeah, for weddings, more like.More formal events, I guess.
对，因为前两天我们开研的课，那课是说 dinner party,、mm-hmm. 对吧？朋友请你到他家做客，然后朋友说，哎，你可以 bring a plus one.
Right.
然后 plus one 这个词，我觉得有的时候有点争议，有点 controversial.、
Mm-hmm. Sure.
有些人说，it has to be romantic.
Right.
也有很多人说 ，no, it just means bring
whoever you want.
Whoever you want、mm-hmm. can be a friend, can be, you know, it doesn't have to be romantic.
Right.
What's your
my take?
Yeah, take.
I'm the second type. It doesn't matter.
对对对
I mean, unless the host is very clear and says, you know, like, I want your plus one.To be a romantic thing, you know, and then, oh, okay, that's fine. But if the host has not made that clear, then what's the problem?
Bring a RPO, romantic plus one.
Romantic plus one, yeah, exactly.
那接下来我们再来看看老公老婆好了。
Okay, this was interesting because on the bus yesterday, I heard three guys talking, and one of them introduced...The one guy to the other guy is, and this is my husband, Jim, or something like that.
Just them are same-sex
relationship. Right, yeah. But I mean, yeah, this is my husband.
So husband is 老公的意思、但英语里面还有个比较、怎么说更可爱的一个 nickname for husband.
Hubby.、
Yeah. This is my hubby.
My hubby.
这个我觉得是比较年轻的，可能二十多岁、三十多岁的人会用吗、
Well, no one gets married at 20, so I think maybe 30, yeah.
I got married in my 20s.
20s, not at 20.
我的 point 就是说四五十岁的人不会介绍说 my hubby.
My hubby, again, yeah, it's,、I think of like really cutesy type of girls would probably、
yeah.
say, this is my hubby.
对因为 this word does sound very cutesy.
Right, like, yeah. If I got married and my wife called me hubby, I would probably just kind of smile and not say anything. But
你不喜欢吗
I guess, it's not that I don't like it, it's just like, that's kind of, you can't think of a better name.
Come on. Oh, it's really sweet.
Hubby, that's my hubby. Well, actually, I really like the words that husbands have for their wives because I think they're much more meaningful. Well, there's one great one, my better half.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I mean, your friends can use that too. Like, where's your better half tonight? Oh, she's busy with something.
So better half 只能指老婆吗? Yeah. 我不能, I can't refer to my husband as my better half.
You could. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't.
But 平时用的是讲老婆比较多。
Exactly, exactly. Now, one thing I think would be very strange if you referred to your husband as is the old ball and chain.
什么东西啊? Yeah. The old, 老的球和 chain 是那个锁链是吧?
Right, right.
What is that?
Well, think about who would be wearing like a ball with a chain on it. It's going to be a person.
A prisoner.
A person in a prison, exactly. So it's just a cute way to refer to your wife, the old ball and chain. You're not going anywhere.
就把我拴住了是吧?
Right, 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 right.
Okay, 所以 wife 的另外一个称呼是 the old ball and chain.
The old ball and chain. And it's cute. Like it's not.
It's not. Come on, how is that? It's old. 然后还是个 ball, 还是个 chain.
This is not old, like old. This is old, like good, like the good old days, you know. Okay, how about this? How about this one? This one is much better. Just the wife.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And this one is good, too, because a lot of our listeners are always asking about the word the, right? It's really hard to get this word. Why the here and no the there? Mm. I mean, hopefully you only have one wife.Which means that she is the wife.
对，所以 the wife 就有点像一个固定的说法。
Mm-hmm, that's the
Where's
wife.
The wife?
Where's the wife? Oh, the wife can't make it tonight. In fact, we even use this phrase when we're not married yet. Like if you're in a serious relationship with your girlfriend, you're probably going to get married one day. You would still call her the wife.
那可以讲 the husband 吗? Where's the husband?
So again, like there's no reason why you couldn't. It's just that usually we use these to talk about wives.
The wife.
The husband is just, you know, the husband, he can go do something else.
对，我很喜欢 the wife. It sounds very respectful.
Yeah, the wife.
是吗？The wife. 好，那今天2018年的七夕，我们又跟大家一起度过，跟大家分享了一些浪漫的传统的表达啊，还有咱们中国 mythology 这个美丽的故事。What are you doing today? Do you have any special plans? Are you taking the wife out on a romantic dinner?
Are you taking the weaver girl out for a romantic weaving?
No, see, that is sweet.
If you find a weaver girl,
yes,
let us know if you find a cowherd or weaver girl.
不管怎么样, we hope you have a wonderful day. 然后也感谢大家的收听。We will see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.